Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf tzaddik. We're holding the final line of Pei Tes Amid Beis, where the Gemara begins, Omer Rav Chisda, Machloikis V'oikra Guf Davoidis Kechom. What is Rav Chisda referring to? So if we go back five or six lines, you'll recall, six lines from the bottom of Pei Tes Amid Beis, Tana Rabbanon, Amachloikis L'gabi Einovi Shehidiach. The word hidiach, as you know, means to chas v'sholom, go and cause other people to sin. What happens to that Navi? Beskila, he gets skila. Reb Shimon Oymer, no, he doesn't get skila, he only gets chenek, a machloikis. The status of Navi Shidiach is a machloikis. Now we have a machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rav Hamnuna as to how broad the machloikis is. As you'll see momentarily, the Gemara is going to make a distinction between whether the Navi Shehidiach was being Mediach L'inyone Avoid Zora, or was Hidiach Bishar Mitzvahs on other mitzvahs. You have a Chumash near you, sorry. All the way on top.
To your left.
Yeah, okay. Perfect. Excellent. Shkoyach. Sorry for your inconvenience. We'll quote the Pesukim shortly. But in the meantime, we start off with Omer of Chisda. Thank you very much. Machloikis ba'oiker haguf tavoidis chechavim v'kiyom mitz... Excuse me. V'kiyom mitzas u'bitl mitzas tavoidis chechavim. The machloikis, whether it's skila or chenek, for the novi that was mediach, is in two cases. Machloikis number one, ba'oiker haguf, then he says that the Rabbeinu Shalom Kaviyochel has decided from now on, Avodah Zarah is mutter. Everybody's allowed to do Avodah Zarah. It's a wholesale heter, pardon of all people in the past and the future. Is oikra guf Avodah Zarah. That's one thing, which is the machloikis. And the machloikis also is by kiyum miktas ubitl miktas Avodah Zarah. What exactly is kiyum miktas ubitl miktas? Rashi here is silent, but further down on the Omid, Rashi says by hayoim oivda. You see Rashi about 10 lines on the right hand margin from the bottom. Kloimer hainu kiyum miktas and bitl miktas. Meaning, Sunday yes, Monday no. Sunday you can go to Mass in the Timah, Chas v'Shalom. And then Monday you come back here in Bismadish, you can go and get Maliyah. And then Tuesday you go over there, and Wednesday you come here. And so on and so forth. So that's bitl miktas and kiyum miktas. What's the din? In that case, Drachmona Omar min haderach afilu miktas haderach. Even though you're not talking about the entire guf of Avodah Zarah, even though it's only kia miktas and miktas, that's also min haderach Hashem afilu miktas haderach. What pasuk are we referring to? So if you have the pasuk number one in the Torah Or HaShalem, you'll see it says Vanov Yahu oy choylem halchaloy mahu. You must ki diber sora al Hashem lekechem. Now it says, "Vadichecha min haderech." So the Gemara darshens min haderech afilu miktzas derech. Not that he totally wiped out the Avodah Zarah. Only from now on, Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays you go to Avodah Zarah. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays you come to daven in shul. So that's the miktzas.
It's Chris the Torah.
Exactly. So, and a lot of other problems too. But anyway, so the Gemara says that on those two, when you're talking about Avodah Zarah, it makes no difference whether he's Oikar the Guf or whether he's Kiyum Miktzas. What's the din? Is the machloikis between the two mandiyomim in that price of the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Tanakama says Skila, Reb Shimon says Chedek. Aval Oikar Guf Tishar Mitzvahs. What happens if he's Oikar Guf of other mitzvahs, not of Avodah Zarah, any other mitzvah, whether it's eating chazer, whether it's putting on tefillin, whether it's eating chayla v'dam, whatever it is, shar mitzvahs. Oikar Guf, he said, no, we get a full pardon, we get a full exemption that halach has been permitted. New legislation, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, forget about that mitzvah. Divrei HaKol, then everybody would agree, who's everybody? Even the Tanakhama would agree that it's bechenek. And then we're going to get to the Kiyum Miktzas, a bitl miktzas, the Bishar Mitzvahs. What happens if we're doing a partial heter on Shar Mitzvahs? You're allowed to eat chalev on Sunday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
Or Shutei Chutz on Har Carmel.
Okay. Anyway, so if you want to be Mekayim Miktzas and bitl miktzas, the Bishar Mitzvahs, Dibri HaKol Potter, everybody agrees, both the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon that you're potter. Why are you potter from chenik and from skila? Because here you don't have the pasuk of the min haderach that we had a moment ago. So which pasuk did we have? What are you referring to? So here's the time that we're going to benefit from the great benevolence and beneficence of Brother Shai that has lent us the chumash yeshikoyach. We go to Parshas Re'eh. Voice statement in Parshas Re'eh in Perek Yud Gimel. Perek Yud Gimel, Parshas Re'eh, you have a number of psukim one after the other. The pasuk begins, and this is Re'eh, Perek Yud Gimel, pasuk Beis. Ki yokum bekirbecha novi. That's our case, a novi. And even shows you some sort of ois and moifis in the Shemayim. And the Novi said there will be an ois and moifis this afternoon at 3 o'clock. You're going to see there's going to be an eclipse and the sun is going to go down, the moon is going to come up. Are you nuts? 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Check it out. Guess what happens? 3 o'clock, you go outside. Wow, I can't believe it. The sun's going down, the moon is coming up. And now what does the Navi say? Let's go now do Avodah Zarah. Don't listen to that Navi. Why taka did the sun go down at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? Sounds like this Navi is telling the truth. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you. Are you really dedicated to the Rebbeinu Shlom with your full soul and your full fiber and all the rest? That Novi, you go and take him for Misa. Which Misa do you take him to? Whether it's Skila or Chenek. Why wouldn't it be Chenek after all? It says Yumas and Stam Misa Batoira. Because the pasuk continues on, because he was meidich aloshen hadocha. If you remember yesterday, we had gzeir shava hadocha from the case of meimis, just like by meisis. What's the din? It's v'skila. So this man diema holds hadocha all to a din of skila. But this parish is talking about avodah zarah, like he started off. Let's go and do Avodah Zarah. If you listen to that Novi that said these terrible, instigating, provocative words, you must. That's the machloikas of Avodah Zarah, whether or not it gets skila or chanek. Moreover, since the pasuk says la'adichecha min haderach, that means even miktsas haderach, Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, etc. Same halacha, same machloikas, chanek or skila. That's in Parshas Re'eh. And then we skip now to Parshas Shoftim. What does it say in Parshas Shoftim? There too you have a discussion about a Novi, but there the Novi is just trying to go and tell you, this is a posik in Shoftim Perek Yud Ches, posik Chof. Ach ha-Novi ashe yozid v'daber dover b'shmi, eis ashe loy tzivisiv l'daber. What happens if you have a Novi that's mazid, l'davadavishmi, with terrible forethought, he decides, I'm going to go and say something in the name of the Rabbi Shlom. I didn't tell him anything. He comes up, oh, Hashem Yisbarach told me X, Y, and Z. Hashem didn't speak to him already in 10 years. Maybe Hashem never spoke to him. So that Novi that says, Dvorim b'teilum uvutolim, a Novi asheker, or he quotes not the Rabbeinu Shalom but other gods. Omeis Novi Yehud, that Novi gets Misa. Now, what type of Misa does he get? Doesn't say in the pasuk. Stam Misa Kosa Batayra is Chenek. Oh, maybe it's the same Machloikis that we had over here, whether it's a din of Skila or Chenek. There, the other pasuk said, L'hadichacha. Aloshen Hadocha, I learned Hadocha from the case of Iridachas and from Mesis, and just like over there, Beskila, here it's also Beskila. The other man, the Yama, says, no, it says, you must, I learned Stam Misa Kosa Batreira, it's Misa, and finished. All right, so why don't I learn the case of Novi from the case of Hedjit. You remember the Gemara said yesterday, because Hedjit, Liolfinan, and not Novi. And then the Gemara said, yeah, there's no bigger Hedjit than a Novi. And you said a bigger idiot than a Novi, then unfortunately, I said. That a Hedjit is an idiot, that's brought in Tveris Yisrael, the Mishnah is a few blood ago. But anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so this other Pasuk in Shoiftim, Novi Hashiyovid Yozel the David over Bishmi, it's not talking about Avodah Zarah. And it doesn't mention over there Hadicha Min Haderech. So there's no Mitzas case. Oh, so therefore, says the Gemara, Kuli Alma Moida, that if it's a Mitzas by Shar Mitzvahs, you're Potter. There might be a Min HaShemayim, there might be a Din. There might be a Misa B'dei Shemayim, a Chorus, or what have you. But there is no Misas Bezdin if it's a Mitzas, the Gabi Shar Mitzvahs. So, Robert, you would like to ask something?
I didn't understand why an individual is more harshly, a Hedjet is more harshly condemned to Sekila than a Novi Sheker that has only Chenek. It should be the other way around.
The case of the Mesis that gets the Sekila is typically a person who's speaking to the multitudes, to many people. Therefore, if he's provoking many, then we give him the ultimate, we give the skila.
Also individual we give, according to the Gemara, the way I understood, even if he's trying to subvert an individual, it's a killer. A hedget, a simple hedget maces, mm-hmm. is a killer.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily he's trying to subvert a multitude, but even a individual.
I hear you.
The Novi is the one who is trying to. A Novi has the prestige to convince a multitude to go to avoid the Zorah. And he gets a Henek, some.
If you go back to the Gemara of yesterday, which is obviously what you're referring to, because our Gemara today doesn't discuss that.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So if you go back to the Gemara of yesterday, six lines from the bottom, Toner Rabbanan, Novi Shidiach Beskila, Reb Shimon Bechenek, Madicha Ir Nidachas Beskila, Reb Shimon Oimer Bechenek. So both the Novi and the Ir Nidachas, the person that is Medich, provoking and inciting them to sin, they both get skila. The Novi, you're right, of course, is in a greater esteem. He's the Novi. The Madich Ir Nidachas, exactly. The Madich Ir Nidachas is a regular Hedyot, but both of them are causing people to err with Avodah Zarah. So both the Novi gets skila, and that Hedyot gets skila. Maybe the Novi should get skila twice, but it's impossible to kill a Gabra Katila. So therefore, they both have the same status. And Reb Shimon...
Multitude is always
skill. Yes, exactly right. And therefore, the same thing applies to the Novi, and the same thing applies to the multitude. Very good. So, getting back to our Gemara now. So, starting again with Rav Chizkiya at the top of the Omid, just so that we keep our focus. He said, if you are totally oikar avodah zarah, or kiyav mitzas avodah zarah, that's where the machloikis is between the Tana Kama and Reb Shimon, skila or chenek. But if it's oikar guf de shar mitzvahs, if you want to be oikar guf de shar mitzvahs totally, whether it happens to be chazir, whether it's eishes ish, whether it's anything other than avodah zarah, to be hakol, everybody agrees now that you get a lower, you're now a economy class, no longer first class, and it's only be chenek. Kiyav mitzvahs, mitzvahs and shar mitzvahs, you get a total p'tur. Because in Parsha Shoiftim, when it talks about Stam Shar Mitzvah, it doesn't use the term Min HaDerach, so you don't have that Mitzvah's Derach. That's Rav Chizkiya. Rav Amnuna is going to ask Akasha, and shortly, as you'll see, Rav Amnuna is going to disagree with Rav Chizkiya. Masav Rav Amnuna, Lelechas, using that same Pasuk, Ladichacha Min HaDerach, Shetivcha Shemakecha, Lelechas Ba, Lelechas Zu Mitzvah's Asei. Ba zum mitzvahs loy sase. So this pasuk is talking about leleches and it's mitzvahs ase. Now, what means mitzvahs ase? So if you're going to go and tell me that this pasuk that we were just quoting, which is the pasuk that the Gemara says is an avodah zarah pasuk, if you're going to go and tell me we're talking about avodah zarah, then what mitzvahs ase do you have by avodah zarah? I thought by avodah zarah you only have mitzvahs loy sase. Loy. Don't do this, and don't do that, and don't do this. and
destroy it, burn it up.
Destroy and burn up. That's what the mitzvahs are saying. We're talking about loiseses. So now the Gemara is saying in the Havamim, this is Rabbi Nunes Kasha. Since that same pasuk that we quoted, La'dichacham enaderach hashet simcha shemekecha lo lechesba. That's number one, all the way at the end of the pasuk. Lo lechesba. Lechesba means zu mitzvah say. So the Navi is trying to convince you not to do mitzvah say, and then lechesba zu mitzvah loise. That's talking about lavet. That this pasuk is talking exclusively about avodah zarah. How do you find an asay by avodah zarah? Isn't all avodah zarah by definition no, don't do this? Where do you get a mitzvah say? So the choyda, you have to say that first pasuk is not only talking about avodah zarah. It's talking about shar mitzvahs, and he's trying to mevatel you from other mitzvahs, I say. Putting on tzitzis and putting on tefillin.
So the bittul mitzvahs, kiyum mitzvahs, even in everything else.
Exactly. So, bittul mitzvahs and kiyum mitzvahs, don't stress too much, because if a moon is going to agree with Rav Chisda on bittul mitzvahs. This is Zok Yomar, it's a hechemishkach esla. Every Yomar, I don't understand the problem. There, you already said it a minute ago. Tehek Yomar Rav Chisda, vini tatztem. What means nitatzim? So we look at pasuk number two. It's not only nitatzim. There are a whole bunch of asays. Nitatzim es mizbechoisim. Go and break their mizbechos, their altars. Ushvartzim es matzevoisim and their matzevois, which are similar to a mizbech. Vashirem tisufum beishin. Go and burn their trees. Uvsilali hayem and go and take all their idols to gadei and be bad to mishmam. All of those are mitzvahs asay. So that's the mitzvahs asay that the pasuk is talking about, but all related to avodah zarah. So therefore, the kasha that Rav Nuna asked, says Rav Chisda, Nishka Shtarke Kasha. However, Rav Nuna disagrees, and he learns that mitzvah say means shar mitzvahs, and therefore Rav Nuna Omar. And we start again. Machloikis ba'oikra gov, bein ba'voyis kechovim, bein b'shar mitzvahs, b'kiyam mitzvahs. U'bitl, start again. Ba'oikra gov, bein ba'voyis kechovim, bein b'shar mitzvahs. Kiyam mixes ubitul mixes to avoid iskachovim. Terachmona omer min aderech, afilim mixes aderech. Avo kiyam mixes ubitul mixes to bishar mitzvahs, divrei hakol patur. As we will see in analyzing Rav Nuna is kemat the same as Rav Chisda. Yeah. In many of the respects, he agrees fully. So let's start. Rav Nuna says, machlokes ba'oikar gof. Now, if you look at the top line, on the Amid, that was Rav Chisda, Machlekes Boikar Aguf. Oh, so far they're both saying the same thing. Bein Bavoides Kechavim, top line, Machlekes Boikar Aguf, Zoyvoides Kechavim. Here, there's the only Nafkimina between Rav Chisda and Rav Nuna is going to be Bein Bishar Mitzvahs. Oikar Haguf Bishar Mitzvahs. What did the Tanakam, what did Rav Chisda say? Oikar Haguf Bishar Mitzvahs, if you go to line 4, Oikar Haguf Bishar Mitzvahs, Divri HaKoyl Bechanek. That's what Rav Chisda held. Says Rav Nuna, no. If you're talking about oikra hakoil, oikra haguf, davoyis rechoven, not nevuchom. Oikra haguf b'shar mitzvahs. There's still a machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon, whether it's skila or chenek. So the only machloikis between Rav Chisda and Rav Nuna is clearly by oikra haguf b'shar mitzvahs, because by oikra haguf avoyis zara kuliyam amoydet machloikis. Skila or chenek. When it comes to oikar guf b'shar mitzvahs, that's where at the top of the yomid, no, b'shar mitzvahs, everybody holds, says Rav Chisda, b'chenek, says Rav Nuna, the same machloik is still applies. However, b'kiyam mitzvahs, a bitl mitzvahs, avoidus rechavim, d'rachmona omer min haderach, same thing like Rav Chisda, afilam mitzvahs derach. Therefore, what's the din? Same machloik is that we had at the top of the yomid, skila or chenek. Avakia mitzvahs, mitzvah mitzvahs, debishar mitzvahs, debriakol potter. Once again, Rav Chisda and Rav Nuna hold the same thing. So we have over here, if you will, four separate dinim. In three of them, they agree. In one of them, they disagree. Which three and which one? Oikar gof avoides kechavim, kuliyam moide, it's a machlokes. Let's skip shar mitzvahs for a moment. Kiyam mixes or bitl mixes avoidus kechavim kuliyam amoyda, that's a machloikis. Kiyam mixes or bitl mixes by shar mitzes kuliyam amoyda, that it's potur. So then, where's the machloikis? Machloikis is only the gabi oikar guf bishar mitzes. where Rav Chizkiya said at the top on the fourth line, Divrei HaKol B'Chanek, Rav Nuna says, no, there too there's a machlokes with a skila or chanek. Tana Rabbanan, HaMisna BeLaka Dovim Min HaTorah. We're going to take this brisa, where the brisa on the surface is somewhat vague, and Abai Varova are both going to say that we can interpret the brisa Sai according to Rav Chizkiya and Sai according to Rav Amnona. It's Tana Rabbanan. Now notice it doesn't say what is being oiker min ha-toyre. Is he being oiker the avodas rechavim, or is being oiker shar mitzvahs? So we're going to have to see that in a moment. And when it says chayiv, I don't know what he's chayiv. Is he chayiv in skila, or is he chayiv in chanek? Is it a machloikis? So far it's shtei gudish. The kain mitzvahs olavaktu mitzvahs. Reb Shimon pointed. Shimon says, you're potur. Why only Reb Shimon? Doesn't Rav Chizkiya and Rav Nuna hold that everybody holds that you're potur? Ki mikzas uvatul mikzas. Oh, now by the fact that the Braisa continues on in the Sefer Avodas Rechavim, that's Megala Mafreya, that the Reisha must be talking about Shar Mitzvahs. Ah, so Shar Mitzvahs, Hamisna B'laka Dov Min HaTorah Chayiv, what do you chayiv? So remember by Shar Mitzvahs, that's where we had the Machloikis, between the Tanakama, not Tanakama, in Rav Chizkiya and Rav Amnuna, thank you, that Rav Chizkiya said on the fourth line, Oiker guf de shar mitzis, divri hakoil bechenek. So he's going to have to learn hamesnabi laka dobe min ha-toyre chayiv means, everybody agrees bechenek, and according to Rav Amnuna, no, we're going to have to say that since we're talking about being oiker dobe min ha-toyre, total oiker aguf, by shar mitzvahs, it's a machloikis. So the chayiv is going to be each one holds lishitosai. Everybody holds chayiv misa. According to Tanakam, it's going to be skila, and according to Shimon, it's going to be chanek. So I'm just telling you now what Abai and Rav are going to say in explaining this price. And continuing on, avoidus kachavim afilo ima hayoyim ifdu olam mocher bitluah. That was the Rashi that we saw before. That's the kiyam mixes and bitl mixes. Devei akol chayiv. Everybody would agree that you're chayiv. What does everybody agree a chayiv? That's the machloikis at the top. Remember that everybody agrees that there's a machloikis, whether it would be skila or chanek. So now that we have the brisa, Abai Yisov alokir of Chizu mitaris alokir of Chizu, Rav Yisov alokir of Amnuna mitaris alokir of Amnuna, Abai Yisov alokir of Chizu mitaris alokir of Chizu, and we start the brisa again. When it says chayiv, what does chayiv mean? Everybody agrees you're chayiv chenek. This is Rav Chizkiya. Rav Chizkiya said, oiker haguf b'shar mitzvahs, divrei hakol b'chenek. Oh, word for word, that is Rav Chizkiya. That's this brisa. When it says chayiv, everybody holds chenek, like Rav Chizkiya. Now it continues on the kain mixes levatel mixes. Rav Shimon Poiter. Didn't we say that by Shar Mitzvahs everybody agrees that it's potter? The Rabban also agreed to Reb Shimon that it's potter. That's strange. So why does it say Reb Shimon poiter? Shouldn't they go and say Kuliyama that it's potter? So this is already bothering Rashi. So we can look at the Rashi with the last Rashi on the right hand side. Reb Shimon poiter. So you have Rashi on both sides. Reb Shimon poiter, Vuadin Rabbanan, the Gabi Chenek, Dover Sholing Ksiv. When he's talking about it by chenek, what does he mean? Means by shar mitzvahs. That's the pasuk in Parshas Shoftim. Achanovi ashi yozid ledaber dovar bishmi. Dovar means a dovar asholim. Here we don't have Rabbi Kiva that says dovar v'loy chatzi dovar or v'afil chatzi dovar. This dovar is aganse. This is a dovar gomor. And therefore, you don't have ladicha chomer. Ladicha mediterach is only by avodah zarah, not by shar mitzvahs. So therefore, Reb Shimon pointed out the Rabbanan the Gabi Chenek the Dover Sholim Ksif. It's got to be a full Dover. Rav Chizkiya, how the knock at Reb Shimon? Why does it say over here Reb Shimon pointed out the Rabbanan? It should go and say Kuli Alma Moider that it's Rabbanan, that it's Potter. How the knock at Reb Shimon? How Kamashal and the Reisha the Tony Stoma Chayov Vafil the Rabbanan is Bechenek Reb Shimon who to come Chayim Chenek Vuloy Skila. Remember, when we're learning now the beginning of this brisa, Hamisna Belaka Dovim Min HaTorah is Chayov. It doesn't say what you are Chayov. What does Rav Chizkiya say that you're Chayov? Oiker Dov Shar Mitzvahs. He holds everybody holds Bechenek. Now, who's the one that is the architect, the person that came up with this Chenek? That was Rav Shimon. Ah, so therefore, says the Gemara, we have now in the brisa that when it comes to Kiyum mitzvahs. Sorry, kiyum mitzvahs. Ubitul mitzvahs. Reb Shimon pointer, because Reb Shimon is really the one that is telling the halacha in the reisha. Hamisnabi laka davar metoyra chayiv. I'll leave it a cool in the alma that everybody agrees to Reb Shimon that it's chenek. And the same Reb Shimon says, that's of course when you're talking about lacquer, the whole thing. But if you're talking about kiyum mitzvahs and mebitul mitzvahs, I, the architect of the famous chenek rule, and also my colleague the Rabbanan, that normally holds skila by avodah zarah, but not by shar mitzvahs. Shar mitzvahs, they agree with me. We all hold that you're potter. Ah, so again, so hokamashal and the reisha diktoni stomachayiv, but fill the Rabbanan talking about bechenek, not like Rabbi Mnuna, because Rabbi Mnuna said by shar mitzvahs. Then we have weiter a machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. So says now weiter of Chizda in explaining the Baisa. Vafil Rabbanim Mechanik. Reb Shimon who dekom mechayiv chenik v'lei skila. The Shar Mitzvahs bin yonah hadocha de skila loik sivi. The word hadocha which you find by skila you don't find by Shar Mitzvahs. That's the difference between Parshas A and Parshas Shoftim. In Parshas A there it says ladichecha min haderach. I learned hadocha, hadocha, according to Tanakama, a din of skila. And min haderach to go and tell you the mitzvahs of the kiyama mitzvah and the mitzvah mitzvahs.
Yes, yeah, a riboy.
Riboy, very good. So therefore, getting back to Agmar, now I understand, says Rashi, why it says Reb Shimon pointer, even though literally everybody's pointer. But since Reb Shimon is the one that keeps on saying chenek, 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 and this Braisa agrees, according to Abaya, according to Rav Chizda, that when it says chayiv in the Reisha Bashar mitzvahs, it means kuli yama moide it's bechanek. Oh, and not only Reb Shimon holds potter, but the Rabbanan also holds potter when you're talking about kiyum mitzvahs and bitul mitzvahs. So again, Abaye Sovelok Rav Chizda, Abaye is parallel to where it says Hadron Aloch Elohim Nechmokim. Abaye Sovelok Rav Chizda Umetaris Lok Rav Chizda. How? When it says chai, it means everybody across the board, not only Reb Shimon, but even the Tanakama b'chanek. The chai makes this, a lot of makes this Reb Shimon pointer. I'm the chenek man, says Reb Shimon. But not only do I hold it, but v'adin l'rabbonim, they also hold that it's potter. U'bavoydis chacham, however, we talk about zara. In other words, kia mikzas u'bitl mikzas, then you're chayiv. What are you chayiv? Again, as I said at the time of the Omer, that it's a machlokes. Market islay, market islay. Tanakama holds the din of skila. Shimon holds the din of chenek. So therefore, the way we've interpreted the Braisa, like Rav Chizda, perfect. Rambas of the Kramamnuna, umetaris of Kramamnuna. And we start the Braisa again. Amisnabi, lakadovim minatoira, bein bavoidis achovim, bein bishar mitzvahs, chayev. Everybody holds chayev. Chayev what? So now we're talking about Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna said that the machloikis by oiker aguf is the same both by avodah zarah, both by shar mitzvahs, that there is a machloikis. Not like Rav Chizda said that there's only a machloikis by avodah zarah. But when you're talking about shar mitzvahs, kuli alma is bechenek. Rav Amnuna said machloikis is oiker aguf bein avodah zarah, bein b'shar mitzvahs, chayiv. What is the chayiv? Since both of them hold it as a machloikis by both, market islay and market islay, meaning according to Tanakama, din of skila, and according to Reb Shimon, a din of chenek. Now what about kiyum? The kayin mitzvahs ulevatl mitzvahs, b'shar mitzvahs, Reb Shimon pointer. And guess what? V'adin Rabbanan. Rabbanan agree with Reb Shimon. Now why does the Rabbanan agree with Reb Shimon? Now you cannot use, why does the Braisa say Reb Shimon pointer, and then we have to say v'adin Rabbanan? After all, it's Reb Shimon pointer. Sounds like somebody else holds chayiv. But both before, according to Rav Chizda and according to Rav Amnuna, we're saying b'hu adin. So the way Rashi explained before, the reason why it says Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon is the main architect of the chenek theology over here. It's called chenek, 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 chenek. And so therefore he says that when you're talking about shar mitzvahs, everybody holds chenek. Not only Reb Shimon, but even his colleagues are going to also hold chenek. And by the way, Reb Shimon holds potter by mitzvahs, and the other colleagues also hold that you're potter. So that worked very well. How do you explain, according to Rav Amnuna, that we focus on Reb Shimon? After all, the way Rav Amnuna is learning, he's saying that the Tanakam, or the ratio of this price is market islay and market islay, that the Rabbanan hold vayter skila, and that the and that Reb Shimon holds the din of chenek. So why are we focusing on Reb Shimon? So here, once again, I have another new shot of Rashi. Rashi in the left-hand margin starting on the second line. Hayin denokad Reb Shimon. Why is the Reb Shimon pointer if everybody agrees potter? Rebus, it's a chiddush kolayma. Va'afilu mechanek to Reb Shimon potter. Not only the lighter onish of chanek, since Reb Shimon is potter. Ve'kolshkein meskil adam mechayvi le'rabbanan be'oikiris hakol. Madach on the lighter sentence of chanek, we say that only applies for oikir haguf. But once you're talking about mikzas, nothing, you don't give chanek. If you're talking about the skila, which is the dover chomer ma'oy, then avada we're going to go and dismiss that and say you're potur boadin l'rabban. So each time, according to Rav Chiz, is a reason why we say the rabbanon, the Rav Shimon poiter boadin l'rabbanon, and the same thing like Rav Amnuch. Back to the Gemara. Uvaydis chachavim afilo oimer hayoyim ibdu alamachir b'tloa again miktas and miktas chayiv. What are you chayiv avoydis zara? Market Islay. Because in that case, Kulyama Moidah, that there's a machloikis, both Rav Chizda and Rav Amnuna agree that there's a machloikis between Skila and Chenek. Why is there only that machloikis by the mixes by Avodah Zarah? Because only by Avodah Zarah does it say, Lahadichacha Men HaDerech. That's the Hadocha Men HaDerech. Like the Hadocha, like Yer Nidachas. That's Avodah Zarah. Oh, so there, what's the machloikis? Like a skila or chani. But once you get to mitzvahs by shar mitzvahs, in Parsha Shoftim it doesn't talk about min hadach. In fact, there it says dover, dover sholem. Oh, so by dover sholem, then you have, well,
if it's a mitzvah,
then you're potter according to everybody. Very good. But what happens if you talk, have a novi that said about shar mitzvahs? Then we have a machloikis between Rav Chizda and Rav Amnuna, where Rav Chizda says that the machloikis is only be oiker gof the void zara, but oiker gof the shar mitzvahs everybody holds be chenek because there's no lahadichah over there. Hashem Ken Rav Menuna says no, the machlokes applies to both oiker gof the void zara and oiker gof the shar mitzvahs. Same machlokes whether it's skila or chenek. With this we finish off that shtickle and we start a new shtickle. Omer b'vo omer b'yechana ba'koil im yemel chanovi avoyer al divrei Torah. Shmaloi chutz mevoidis kechavim. In anything that a novi says, be over in divrei Torah. Listen to him. What? He's saying that you should be over in divrei Torah. You should listen to him. Didn't we just say now b'shar mitzvahs? What's going on over here?
Eliyahu b'kar.
Oh, so the Rashi says on the fourth line by a novi hamuchzak. See Rashi miyom lecha novi hamuchzak avor al divrei Torah. Hakalafita konis hashoa kigoy. But avada, any other person says, I'm a Navi, from now on you don't have to put on tefillin every morning, from now on you don't have to put on tzitzis, you don't have to go and eat matzah on Seder night, etc., etc. You tell that Navi, get out of here, because I'm going to bring two Eidim mitasra, and guess what, we're going to go and give you Misa. Which Misa are we going to go and give him? Machloik is now between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. Since we're talking about Shar Mitzvahs, so according to Rav Chizda, by Shar Mitzvahs, Oiker Guf the Shar Mitzvahs, Divi Akol B'chanik, no machlekes. According to Rav Amnuna, there is a machlekes with the Yetzkila or with the Yetchanik, B'Shar Mitzvahs. So getting back to our Gemara, B'Koilim, Yom Elecha Novi, add the word Muchzak, we know that this Novi is confirmed as a Tzadik Hador, like Elio Novi, Avoyal Devetor, Shmaloi, then you are allowed to listen to him as a Hiruah Shoah, not permanently, a Tzkone Shoah, like Eliyahu Bar Karma. Chutz Mavoydis Chachovim. Sha'afilu, even if Eliyahu Novi Chas V'Shov. Mamin L'Chachama B'Emtzer Rekia. He's able to go and stop the sun 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Sun go down. And it goes down. And the moon comes up. Al Tishmaloi, don't listen to him. Tan Reb Yosef Lili Oymer. Higia Teira L'Seif Da'ata Shalavoydis Chachovim. What means the Higia Teira L'Seif Da'ata Shalavoydis Chachovim? Says Yimor L'Fichach. Nosna Torah Memshola Ba Shafilu Mamad L'Chachama B'Em Tzarekia Al Tishmolai. What Rabbi Yosef Glid is telling us is that when you read the pasuk is to be understood very, very literally. That when it says here in Parshas Re'eh that you have this terrible navi. What did the navi say? But Nosan Elecha Ois O Moifes Uvaha Ois Va Moifes. Guess what? That Ois O Moifes happens 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun begins to set. Really? And then he says, Neilcha achri l'him achin mashalu yidat v'nov deim. And after he causes the sun to set, and everybody says, wow, this Navi, supernatural powers. Lo yisishma al nevi anav Yehud, don't listen to him. Because by Avodah Zarah, You don't listen. Even if he's a muchzik, even a liyo navi, chas v'shol, if he says, I'm going to give you oisim moifes, let's do avoid the zara, you don't listen. Now what is this loshen, fichak nosna toira memshola ba? So Rashi says here on the left hand side, k'loi mafilu tira o tira, oisim navi moisha. You see, boy, this navi, he's in charge of the sun and the moon. Oisim kirtsoyne, d'chsiv anasan alecha, oisim moifes. Don't listen to him. Why? Like the pasuk continues on, Kimenasa Hashem lekechem eschem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing you. And what is? How is he testing you? By giving you this Novi Muchzik, who does an oisu moifes. Hashem wants to see your pledge of allegiance to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Is it total? Is it secure or not? Getting back to the Gemara, Tani Umar Bekiva, Chas Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamet Chamal Oivir Etzoyne. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would never do something like that. If someone wants to go and say Nelcha, Hashem would never allow for that. Ella, it must be talking going Hananiah ben Azur. Who's Hananiah ben Azur? We had him yesterday. You remember that Yirmiyah had said in Nevius that Bavel was going to conquer Yerushalayim and send all the Yidden out into Golus, and Nebuchadnezzar Mel above is going to destroy the base on Mikdash. And then Hananiah ben Azur made a kal b'choymer, because the Gabi Elam Yirmiyah had predicted that Elam, which was only an ally of Bavel, is going to be tishmeted, they're going to be destroyed. So you figure, well, if yes, the ally is going to be destroyed, then certainly, then the Bavel, which is a principle, they're certainly going to be destroyed. So that was Hananiah ben Azur. We didn't know yesterday, but we now know today that Hananiah ben Azur was Tak originally a Novi Emes. And therefore, just like Yirmiyah predicted, Hananiah ben Azur, he also said, not predicted, he said a Nevuah from Hashem. Hananiah ben Azur also said Nevuah from Hashem. But you see from our Gemara that even a Novi can be OTD, can also be off the
dark side.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Just like Yoichan and Kohen Gadol afterwards became Yanai. He also, unfortunately, was a Kohen Gadol Mitzmigdash, and also Hatzak and glitched. So therefore, you never can go and trust anyone, so to speak. So, says our Gemara, going Hananiah ben Azur, Shemet Chilasai, a Novi Emes. Initially, he was a Novi Emes. And Rashi says, and that's when he did the Oisu Moifes, when it was Taka Emes, but unfortunately after that, and when he did the Sheker, he was no longer able to do Oysa Moifes, because now he's an OTD guy. But he said, don't you remember, a year ago, I made this wonderful, wonderful mess, and this, and the sun went up, and the sun went down, yo. That's when he was Novi Emes. But now when he's saying he's a Via Sheker, he doesn't have that Koyach. Kodesh Baruch Hu would never give the Koyach of Mamet Chamal Oivrei Ritzoinai. Now, when a year later, when he's telling you to avoid the Zara, you ignore him, even though he gave a year ago the Oysa Moifes. And finally, we end off the Perek V'Zoymim Baskoyim. We had in our Mishnah that the Boyel and the Zoymimim both have the same din, that we do not go after the Baskoyim who gets a din of Sreifa, but rather they get a din of Chanek. Break the one, how do I know? I'm Ravacha Breda Vika, signed of Yoysi. I'm a Matam, I'm a Matam, I'm a Posse. Vasisim Loikasher Zomam Las Isli Ochiv. That when someone wants to, someone that's an eight zomain, and he says, well, I saw X, Y, and Z. And then other Edom say, you're an eight zomain because he mano yisem in Chicago. What do? We now inflict on the false eight what he wanted to go inflict on the subject of this litigation, of this court case. So, kasha zomain, we do last is the ocher. Ah, says he wanted, fisha koil hamuzum mamim shabatayr zomim mein ubayalein ki yoitzim ben. Typically, they're all the same misa, means both the perpetrator as well as the eidim, they both get the same kashas amalas of the ochim. However, baskoyin, he besoivim be'alim esreifa. Ui, there's a difference. By the baskoyin, she gets reifa.
Baskoyin,
we're not talking about a baskoyin walking down the street.
No, we're not talking about a rusa.
Okay. If you want Dafka to get back to that, yes, it's a three-way machloket. Is it not on a comma? And is it Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yishmael? Is it talking about Arusa? Is it talking about Nesua? Is it talking about both of them? But Rabbi Yisai, we all remember that machloket. And so therefore,
we haven't started the new parish.
So let's just talk about a Nesua. What's the din by Nesua? The Rabbanan hold that by a Baskoyin is a din of Sreifa. What's the din by a Bas Yisrael gets a din of Chanek. So now what happens is two Edom said that we saw this Baskoyin live with his Boyel, and unfortunately they sinned terribly. And now another pair of Edom come on the scene and they said, Iwari Manu Yisem, so what are we going to give to that first pair of Edom? Are we going to go and give them the man's chenek, or are we going to give them the woman's sreifa, zanti mara? Normally it's not a problem because they both have the same thing. However, Baskoini Besuivan Bialam Sreifa, Zoi Meni Adea Imloi Hukshu, Loi means to him, and therefore they have the same din of Chanek. Imlo Hukshu, and therefore they have the din of Skila, Skir Sreifa, Sreifa, Sreifa. Kishoimer, Las is the Ochiv, since it says in the Pasik, Vasisim Loi Kasha Zomim Las is the Ochiv, Idafili Ochiv, Valoi Lachoi Soi, and therefore we're going to go and give them the Chanek. And not give them the sreifa. And we start now the final parak in Masechta Sanhedrin. By the way, Rabbi said there is no more toisis, there are no more toisis of the rest of Sanhedrin. We're talking about another 22 or 23 blot or so, no toisis. And therefore, you can have Rashi on both sides, which means typically these are going to be long shiur. However, on the other side, most of these blotter are total agadita, not halacha, and so therefore, sometimes that makes it go quicker, sometimes it makes it go slower.
So it evens out.
It evens out, exactly. And we start off the Mishnah. Kol Yisrael Yeshlom Chelek Olam Haba. Now what does this have to do with Masechta Sanhedrin? This L'chayda could be a separate Masechta on its own. It's some wonderful news. Everybody has Chelek Olam Haba. So the first Rashi here in the new parak says, the Korah Ayub Arba Mises, as you know, for those of you that have been listening, for the last 20, 30, 40 blot, we've been talking about the Arba Mises Bezin. Umfarish Va'ozalahu Lekulu. And the Perokim and the Mishnayis and the Gemaras explained each one in great detail. V'hadim Mufarish, Hani De'en Le'am Chayit Gar L'Mabah. So what does he mean to say? What Rashi apparently was trying to say is that when someone gets a Chayit Gar L'Mabah, that Baruch Hashem wipes the slate clean and then he gets a chelek olam haba. So don't think, oh, he got skila, he got sreifa, he's going to burn in Gehenna for the rest of his life.
It's a kapara.
Exactly. Maybe it's also to like offset all this negativity we've been talking about, a lot of death.
Exactly. Let's keep on talking. Chayim kol chamayoyim, only talk about chayim.
He's still buried in his space in the base of Koros.
Prime real estate.
Anyway, it's not called Yisro Yesh B'chelek Haba. However, as we'll see, but there are those that unfortunately didn't get one of the Arba Misois, did not do tshuva, and Ein Lehem Chelek Olam Haba. We have in the country, we have a Temeshvar Rebbe that comes from Bnei Brak every year, and he said, B'derech Melitza, Derech Halotza, whatever you want, that there was once a Shabbos afternoon, and there was a Koyin there in Shul, and it was after Mincha. Everybody else was saying Pirkei Avos, and this Kohen was sitting there and he was crying. And so a Rebbe asked him, why are you crying? He says, because I feel so bad. Everybody keeps on saying, Kol Yisrael, Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba, and I'm not a Yisrael, I'm a Kohen. So what do you do? I don't have a Chelek Olam Haba. He said, don't be concerned. Why does it say Kol Yisrael? Could it say Yisrael, Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba? Kol is Rosh HaTevis, Kohen Levi, and then Yisrael. Good. That's just to go and ashtiklum. And we continue on. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chelek Olam Haba. Says above, the Amich Kulam Tzadikim. The whole nation is full of Tzadikim. Baruch Hashem. The Oilam Yishu Oretz. They're all going to go and get Eretz Yisrael.
How are you supposed to really take that? Kol Kulam Tzadikim. Is that really, you know? It's a little. I understand, but this room is not necessarily. What is a microcosm of?
The Gemara says at the end of Masecht Tanus or Megillah that it says, "Rimoin Rakosech, the Filo Rekonim Shebach Moleim Mitzvos Karimoin." Even those that happen to be, unfortunately, OTD. Among the OTD
still
people,
still in their DNA,
and they're still doing mitzvahs. How many times did you go to a hospital, or you go to a museum, or you go to a park, and you see who is it dedicated by a Jewish-sounding name? When's the last time you go into a wing of a hospital or into a museum or whatever?
McGillicuddy,
exactly. Rare. You find lots of Goldbergs, and you find lots of Guggenheims, and you find lots of Klingenheims.
But that can be due to socioeconomic
because the Jews want to move out.
Cam.
Of course, I know you mean it, so this is a good time for you to depart for the day, and it was very happy. We were happy to have you. And we continue on.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, the Mietzish, if not soon. However, the Elish Elam Chelikom Baba, there are some unfortunately that are not in that kol, but they are exceptions to the rule. And who are these? And now the Mishnah gives us a list of four or five or six of them. Most of them we don't know pshat, and Rashi says, Gemara Mefarish, Mefarish the Gemara, we'll see him here to Shem shortly. So first is Ha'imer Ain Tchias Ameis Amin HaToyah. He says there's no such thing as the resurrection of the dead, and guess what? Because of that, he will not be resurrected. Because the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Meshalem Mida Keneged Mida. If he doesn't believe in an Olam Haba, and he says, this whole thing that's just all chaloimis, guess what? Then you're not going to go and get that Olam Haba. You say there isn't, so you're not going to get it. Vein Torim HaNeshamayim, he says that the Torah was written by Bnei Adam and not by the Rabbi Nishlev. The Apikoidis, what's the definition of Apikoidis? We'll see Mechem in the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Af HaKoyim B'Svar Mechitzayim, someone who reads those Svar Mechitzayim. What is that all about? We'll see in the Gemara. Va'aloichish alamakah. This loichish means the person who's doing ashtikal kishiv, and he goes over somebody who has a wound, and he says abracadabra, and even if he quotes the pasuk kalamachla shesam to betrayim, also in lemche. Why in lemche? Why is it so terrible? Et shem befarish bigmar. Abishol oimer af hahoyge es hashem boisi yosef. This is already a big machloikis rishonim. What means hoyge es hashem boisi yosef? Rashi in Avodah Zarah says it means that a person is referring to the 42-letter name of the Rabbi Nishalei. And that he says those words, you're not supposed to say that name, 42 letters, we don't even know what that name is, we don't know for sure. Anyway, that's Rashi. Tosis in Avodah Zarah disagrees with Rashi, and he says it's referring to the four-letter name, the Shem Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei. And you're not allowed to say Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, you have to say the Shem Adnus. Tosis even says it goes one step further. That even when you're saying Yud Kei Vav Kei, just the letters, don't say Yud, and then say Hey. You have to say Yud Kei Vav Kei like our minig is today. It says Rashi because it says Tosis in Avodah Zarah. Were you to say Yud, and then after that follow it up with Hey, guess what? The Shem Ka Yud Kei is also a name of Hashem. And if you're going to go and say those letters Yud, and then after that you're going to say Hey instead of saying Yud Kei, you're also going to be Hoyg is Hashem Boisi Yos.
Okay, Lashem what again?
Hoyg means to go and pronounce the words Hashem's name by referring to the Oisius. Anyway, Shloishim Melachim Abba had Yoytze and Mechanim Abba. There's a list of three Melachim. Four had Yoytze to have Nochevkam Abba. Who are those? Shloishim Melachim are Yerovam, Yerovam Ben Avot, Achav Umanasha. We know from Tanakh that those were among the most wicked of the Melachim. However, when it comes to Menashe, it's really Machlekes. Yeroim Menashe Yish Nochevkam Abba, Shenemar, Vayispal Elov. Menashe one time got a good heavy dose of Musar, and he said, I better do tshuva. And he was mispal. V'yishmat chinosa, v'yishavei Yerushalayim l'malchusai. He returned to his malchus. We're going to see Mirchim in the Gemara that he, Achav, not Achav, Menashe, was bad for 22 years. After that he did tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu restored him to his malchus for another 33 years. And those 33 years, he was already a good king, so to speak. And so therefore, he does get a chelkan vav, because he did tshuva. Omru lo, and the Chacham said, no, even though he did tshuva, the Malchusa Yeshiva, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, okay, you can be a melech on this world, but for all the averis that you did before, you can't get chelkan vav. Mitchum will see more about that in the Gemara. But lo, the chelkan vav, Yeshiva. Who are the Abba Hejoitis? That's Bilam. Of course, we have him in the Torah. Doig, who's the one that said, we should come kill out Noivir Kehanim. I'm sorry?
Bilam was Nayid.
Nachum. Who's a Yid?
Bilam.
So why? I mean, why does he refer to him? Yeah. I guess because of his status of being a Novi. So therefore, you're right.
He's not a Israel. Navi, right. Of the Gentiles.
Exactly. And Doig and Achitoy from Gechazi. Gechazi, of course, worked for Elisha, the Masmet Naaman. Okay, all of this is going to be explored in great detail in the Gemara. Zok Gemara. We're going to focus on the din of Ha'ima Ein Tchias Ameisam in the Torah. That he does not get a chelik on Mabba. Why is he so terribly punished just because he says that he doesn't believe in Tchias HaMeisim? Tana, who covered Tchias HaMeisim? Levicha lo yilo chelik b'Tchias HaMeisim. Shekol midosh of Kadosh Baruch Hu, mida kenegen mida. The Omer of Shmuel Barachmeni, Omer of Yoinesen. Minayin shekol midosh of Kadosh Baruch Hu, mida kenegen mida. Hashem pays you measure for measure. Shenema. V'yom Elisha, Shema Devar Hashem. Ka'es mocher so'a so'ides b'shekel v'sasayim so'irim b'shekel ashar shoymran. Shomron was not like we think today, Yehuda v'Shomron. Shomron was the name of a city. That city was in siege by our enemies, And as a result, since it was a siege around the city, there was no traffic of food coming in or out. All the food in the city had been consumed. They were not able to go and get any fruit or vegetables from the outside, from the farms, etc. So that was all under siege. And everybody was starving. And then Elisha Hanavi said, Rabbi Yisai, if you do tshuva, everything will be great. And guess what? They did do tshuva. He said, tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up, the prices will be for a loaf of bread. How much do they cost today? $5 a loaf of bread? It's going to be 50 cents. And then there was a Shalish, Ayana Shalish. He was one of the major assistants to the king. Ayana Shalish, Asher HaMelech, Asher LaMelech, Nishan of Yodai, that the king rested on him. He was like the right-hand man of the king. As Ishua Lekim, Sehi Vayan, he spoke to Ishua Lekim, to Elisha Vayayma, you think overnight there's going to be heavenly windows and Hashem is going to cause Hayyeh Kadovra Adovra Zeh, that in addition to the rain, you're going to have all types of peklech of tvua falling down from the Meshamayim down here to this earth. Come on.
This is the Torah of Tazria.
Yeah.
Sounds
good. But Yoimer, and Elisha responded, you're going to see it with your own eyes, but you're not going to be able to go and eat from it. Because since you scoffed at this nevuah, Mida connected Mida, he said, there's not going to be any food, it's not going to be 50 cents. You're going to see, but you're not going to be able to eat from it. Uksiv, and Daka said right in the Pasik, Vahilochain, and this is in fact what happens, that the next day, everybody stampeded out of Shomron because the siege ended. All of the enemies made up later, they all ran away. They made a big announcement in Bismedish, Abayisai, good news! All the enemies ran away, you can all free to go and take food in where was the siege previously. And everybody ran, and they had such a stampede. Vayimusu Uysay Ha'om Bishar Vayomais. This Sholish was standing there, was probably the traffic director, stop, 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 and everybody just, he was trampled to death by everybody, Vayomais. However, everybody else, was able to get at bargain prices, they would get so soilis b'shekel, and so saim soilim b'shekel, like we had on the Amud Aleph. Okay, so you see, mida keneged mida. What's the right? Dilma kilas Elisha garmalei. Maybe there's no such thing as mida keneged mida. But since he, Elisha, had said to that Shalish, hin charoi b'inecha misham le'toichal, because of the strength of the klola of Anovi, maybe that's the reason why. When a chochem gives a klala, even if it's not deserved, if he says klala, it happens. It says at the top of the yamid, the poshim shah bishar means in the gate of Shomron, because the gates were now wide open. Until now, there was a siege. Now it's open, everybody runs in and out, etc. By adding the word bishar, says the Gemara, al iske shar. Shar doesn't mean over here gate, it means the sha'ar of the prices which are publicized and in the newspaper, you know, the sha'ar of all of the foods. Ah, the yimus oizom b'shar, that he had scoffed at, that the prices are going to go rock bottom down, he thought they were going to remain high forever, because of that, that's the reason why yimus oizom b'yomois, because of that midah keneged midah.
They would have brought Yisro's pasuk, because he said, Hashem Zidu, you know, that he said, you know, part of the reason why he was Geyer, he saw that which they tried to do B'nai Israel with the drown them, that they themselves got drowned.
And the Yom Suf.
I mean, that's the Mida Keneged Mida. Very good. Okay. Maybe the Gemara will still bring it.
Okay.
But in the meantime, the Gemara says, that's one Raya of Mida Keneged Mida for the Mas Matalisha. Right. In our Gemara, it says, when Rabbi Yochanan on the side, they take it out. Minayim L'Tchiyas HaMeisim, and the Torah Shenema. How do you know this Tchiyas HaMeisim? From here to the bottom of the Omer, the Gemara is going to bring numerous rayas of Tchiyas HaMeisim. None of it, of course, is Beferish, it's all Rimosim. It says, when Satim Yimeno is Trumas Hashem La'arna Koyin, and Rabbi Yisai, you have to go and give Truma to Haran. Frey Tumar, V'chi Haran, L'Oilam Kayim, did Haran live forever? V'alei Nichlas Eretz Yisrael, he passed away in the Midbar. So how can you go and say, Shanois L'Oilam Truma? You're going to say, Rabbi Yisai, give the Truma to Haran. Haran doesn't live anymore. He's going to be resurrected like Tchiyas HaMeisim, and we're going to give Truma. Tchiyas HaMeisim in the time. Debater Bishmol Tana, he said, no, there's a Nishka Shtar Karai. The reason why it says in the Pasuk, the Haran Koin, is not that we're going to give physically Haran Koin, but it means Laharan Ki Haran. Maharan Chover Avbon of Chaverim. You're only allowed to go and give Truma to a Koyin Chover, not to Koyin Amart. Omer from Barachmeni, Omer. Behind us in the nine, she ain't nois and trumel Koyin Amart. How do I know? She never. Vyermel Omel Yosh Vishalayim, Losses Menos, that they should go and give it. Hey, Hakoyhanem, Vihalvim, Laman Yechasku, Betoyres Hashem. Kolamach, the Betoyres Hashem, a person who's a Chover, and he knows the halacha, he knows what he's supposed to do. Oh, Kolamach, there's Hashem, Yeshlay Menos. He gets a portion of the Trumas of Maestros. Shenem Hashem, Betoyres Hashem. If he's an Amma Aret, he's not able to be machzik b'toyras Hashem. Not that he's not a frumah. He may be frumah, but unfortunately he's am uret, it's a vaisrish. Anyway, he doesn't get a chedik. Now why doesn't he get a chedik? Omer bach barada, omer of Yehuda, when you go and give trum to am uret, it's as if you're going and putting food down in front of a lion. What does that mean? Ma ari, sofik doidus, v'oichel, sofik, einoi doidus v'oichel. When you go and, have, for instance, have an animal that's walking around, and then the Ari jumps on the animal, he's doyres, and he grabs the animal. The question is he going to eat the animal on the spot, or is he going to take the animal away and put it away in his lion's den to eat later on, for Shalashudis, or from La Malka, or the next day, or whatever. I don't know. You know, ask the Ari. He's probably not going to tell you the truth, because he's always lying. Where's Shelley? You also don't know. Sometimes he might be Tohar, he might have gone to the mikveh, he might have had Herif Shemesh. Maybe he didn't. So therefore, don't give him Truma. Because if he eats Truma when you Chas V'Shalom happen to be Tomeh, like we just said now, if you go and give Truma to a Koyin Amoret, Chas V'Shalom, you could be the instigator, the groma for causing him misa shenema or mesavoy ki yichalu. How you machal it? By eating it betumas haguf. Dvira blizmin Yaakov Tana, af masiyoy avoyin ashma. It's not just the question of eating this truma betumas haguf. He causes him to have a number of avoynis. Rashi says that the avoyin ashma tells you avoynis harbe. See Rashi in the middle on the right hand side, avoynis harbe matin olav. They go and word matin is not a lushin of Toya, but Lashon of Toein. He is now shouldering numerous Averis. Shenema, says in the Pasuk, you see, Oyusam, Avoin Ashma, Ba'ochlam Es Kodshehem. So therefore, we're extending it not only to Truma, but if he's Tomei, he might eat Kodshim as well. And the, although this Pasuk doesn't say, Ba'ochlam Es Kodshehem, what the problem is, Rashi says, Mitakamin, and if you look in Targum Lashon, Mechlohain, Soyava. Soyava means when you're tomei. Yas kuchein. The mechlein, when they eat bitoma, the kodshim, including the truma, oh, then they get avoin ashma, they get all types of averis and problems. Tanir b'simoyayim, menayin l'tchiyas v'meis v'metari, back to tchiyas v'meis, emavak, gamma kemoisis brisi itam, l'aseis lehem es eretz kenuan. That this itam is referring to the ovis ekdoishim of Avram Yitzhak Yaakov. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is making his bris with them, l'aseis lehem, to give them es eretz kenuan. It doesn't say to you, meaning to Klal Yisrael now in the Minbar, Elohim to them to Avram Yitzvah Yaakov. Avram Yitzvah Yaakov never entered Eretz Yisrael after Kriyas Yamsuf. Hello, Mikan, let's get some Torah that eventually, yes, Avram Yitzvah Yaakov will also live in Eretz Yisrael with Aharon and Moshe and all the rest of us that are Zeichet to La Asad Lovey to Chedek and Lam Abba. Right, Tzedek Gam Geshem Kam Simen. Shalom minim es from Gamliel. Minan shekadosh baruch hu mechayim mesim. Bring this araya. The minim, typically minim is referring to the anshe yeshu. These are the tamid yeshu or the.
I wonder if the word mini comes from the word minim. Min.
Okay. Anyway, zog the gemara. Omer lehem min atoyram min amidviyam min aksufim. For like kiblu mimenu. So they asked from Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel gave three ramazim from Tanakh, and they were not willing to accept it. What were the three ramazim? Min atoyram dechsef. This is before Moshe Rabbeinu was about to pass away. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to pass away. V'kam. V'kam. Now it's temporarily you're going to go to sleep, but eventually you're going to have to use a mason. Oh, so you have a good Torah. Omrulay said, they said, nah, nah, nah. That's not how you're supposed to read the pasuk. You're supposed to read, V'yemeshul Moshe, Hinchashaych v'amisecha, V'kam o'am azeh, V'zana achrei elehein nechar aretz. And unfortunately, Moshe Rabbeinu, after you pass away, Klal Yisrael is going to go off the derech. They're going to go and do avoid the zara. So therefore, they don't learn hincha shoychet v'kam, but they say in shoychet v'secha, stop, v'kam o'amazeh. So therefore, they rejected that raya in Minatayim. Minaviyim d'chsev, what's the raya from the Viyim? It's in the pasuk, yichyu meisecha, your meisim are going to go and be reborn, they're going to live. Nevelos Yekumen, the Nevelos, number of the carcasses of the people, Yekumen, they're going to come up again. Hekitzev Ramnu Shoichli Offer, those that are lying there in the offer, they're going to go and arise. Kital Oiris Talecha, the Eretz Rephoim Tapil. Now this was a Nevuah that was said by Yeshaya Navi, which was prior to Yecheskel Navi,
right.
And he says that eventually there's going to be Tchias HaMesim. Frank Timara, what's the right? Maybe we're not talking wholesale. There's going to be wholesale. Maybe it's talking about that isolated incident by Yecheskel, that that was what Yeshaya had predicted. So therefore, they don't agree. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, talking about the very close ahava between HaKadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael. So it says in the end of the pasuk, Doiviv Sifsi Yishayim, Yishayim are those that are sleeping, Doiviv, they will begin to speak and use their mouths and begin to mumble and say words. Ay Bazoi, how are they going to say words if they're sleeping? Was the sign that this Tchiyas HaMesim, that eventually, now they're sleeping, but eventually they're going to awake. Pray Timara V'dilma Rechushay Merachshin Tzvasei Be'alma. Maybe this is referring to that famous Chazal, that even those that are sleeping in their kvarim, if you repeat a Dvar Torah in their names, it's as if they are mouthing it in this world. If you repeat a Dvar Halacha in the name of a Talmud Chacham in this world, even though he passed away, and therefore they said, even that Raya from Ksuvim is not a raya for wholesale tchiyas amesim. Hashem lemikruz until Gamliel told the following pasuk: Hashem nishba Hashem labaisechem, referring to, of course, the avay sektoishim. Lo says lehem as eretz kenoan, lehem loynema el lehem tchiyas amesim in a Torah. So therefore, they accepted that. Yesh amrim, others say that the minim accepted from another pasuk in a mikrazet. Amr lehem ve'atem adveikim Hashem lekechem chayim kulchem hayoyim. Then why does it have to say Hayoim? It should say Chaim Kulchem. So Hashem Amar, Mahayoim Kulchem Kayom, just like today, you're all alive and kicking. This is Chaim Kulchem Yom forever and ever. Now, similarly, Shalu Roy Miyam as Reb Shu ben Chananya. We've had Reb Shu ben Chananya before. Stam Reb Shu and the Mishnah is Reb Shu ben Chananya. And he was very close to the Kaiser in Rome.
The
Bas Kaiser. Yeah, the Gansa story. Why are you going to put it into earthenware Kalim and ugly Kalim? I got some ice. Anyway, Shalu Roy Miyam as Reb Shu ben Chananya. Minan Shekhar Jiborcha Machayim Mesim. How do we know this Tchias Mesim? V'yodeh Masha Usaliyar. So he's asking now a double kasha. Question number one, how do you know Tchias HaMesim? How do you know that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen in the future? Omalu! So Rabbi Shua said to them, Trevayim and Mikrozev, both of them we learned from the same pasuk. Shenema, V'yoyim Hashem al Moshe hincha sheikhu ha-meisecha v'kam. That was the raya that we brought before of Tchias HaMesim. And the pasuk continues on, Ha'om hazeh v'zana, that this folk is going to go and do znus, in other words, not really znus, sona achal him achirim, they're going to do avoid azar. Ah, so we see that Kodesh Baruch Hu is now predicting the future, what's going to happen. In fact,
that's
what happened. So we learn both from the same pasuk. Now the Ramim asked, maybe it only tells us the second halacha, and we're going to dash in the pasuk, the Dilma v'kama amma zeh v'zana. So it's not v'kam referring to Shechilas Moshe Rabbeinu. So we don't know Tchias HaMesim, we only know the second part, v'kama amma zeh v'zana. Amal Hu says, okay, so at least make a concession, be moedim v'miktis. The koytu mia palgum diadaychu diadem asher osulias. Even if you disagree on the first part, but at least you agree on the second. You asked me two questions, so the second question has been resolved. If manami am ribech meshim meshim min yechoy minayin shegad riboruch mechayim meisav diadem asher osulias shenema say pasuk in shoychem amisach mekar, and then ha'am azev izana tells you both things. Tanya am rablizam rabbiosi, but that was a ziyafti sifrei minim. Was following, I was able to go and be mezayif, as if to falsify the sifrei minim. In other words, to correct them and to refute them, to show you. You falsify the Torah and you came up with nothing. How you oimet chadu apasik? He kores the kores hanevish ahi avoina ba. Now this pasik follows right after a previous pasik, which the Gemara is going to quote in another moment. It's Hashem who megadeh v'nichrasa. If you have 12 and 13 in your Gemaras, in the Torah, 13 comes first. V'anef sheshetase v'yodromim min ha'ezrach min ha'ger, it's Hashem who megadeh. Pashupshat means either birchas Hashem, or it could mean that he's oyven avoy dezara. What happens? V'nichrasa, he gets cards. And then you have Pasuk 12. Why? Kidvar Hashem Boza. Yes, but so I say, hey, far, he kores, ha nevishahi, avoina ba. We have altogether three lishonis of kores. In Pasuk 13, it says, v'nichrasa nefeshahi. And back in Pasuk 12, which is the following Pasuk, it says, he kores, is three times, another two. And finally, avoina ba. So Gemara is going to learn all of those four lishonis. V'nichrasa, he kores, tikores, and avoina ba. Zhok gets the Gemara. Nochamos, the Sifrei Minim, she's Yafta Taras, and Lisa W. Yachim Club, Shatamim, Enchis and Entire, Harry Oyman says, Hikaris, and Nefesh, Avoina Bot. So I dash in, Hikaris, Oyla Mazer, you guys that are doing Avoina Zara, you get Karis in this world. Avoina Bot, Li Amis, Lav Loyla Mabot. If it says Avoina Bot, that even after the Karis is still an Ovoin, for which you have to be punished, what's the Avoina Bot? Oh, that means also Lovoi, that there is a Trias and Mesim in a Taira. Some people, hopefully, call Yisrael Yesh Lam, and some people, unfortunately, ain't Lam. Why do we have to say Hikaris Hikaris? Split up. Hikaris is the Oilam Hazeh. Tikaris is the Oilam Haba. And for the more, Inu Hava Amrilei, because they would have responded. People talk like that in double Lashonis. This document we null and void, and of no further effect. And etc. So he was like, why do you have to go and repeat the thing twice? And that's why people speak, and that's why the Torah speaks. So that's why if he would have said, he kares by the mazah, kares olam haba, the minim would have rejected that. So Timur Kitanoi, in fact, it's a machlokes. He kares, he kares. The Tanakhama says, Rabbi Kiva, he kares by the mazah, he kares olam haba, div Rabbi Kiva. Like we just said, both the shoyness, he kares olam hazeh, he kares olam haba, amr bishma, halikvar nemar. In the previous pasuk says, Hashem hu megadev in echrasa. And therefore, if you're telling me that each Karis tells about another Oilam, until now you only heard about Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Haba. Are you telling me now that there's three Oilamas, that there's three times Karis? Elam Nechusab Oilam Hazeh. Tikareis or Hikareis the Oilam Haba. Tikareis. Where are we now? Nochamo. Elam Nechusab Oilam Hazeh. Hikareis Oilam Haba. Hikareis Tikareis. Like we said, double Oshin. No special limud from the double Oshin. Dimtoy Kleshman Yadam. What do they do with the avoyna ba? Look at the sign. Yachav filasa tshuva. I would think that even if you have the tshuva, vayti karis and tikaris of an echrasa, tamaloyim avoyna ba. Lo yamar to the manche avoyna ba. As long as you still continue with that aveira, then tikaris of an echrasa. But once you do tshuva, then the tikaris will go away, and that tikaris and that an echrasa. But you gotta do tshuva. So, Timoshova Cleopatra Malkisa Ezra Meir, the famous Queen Cleopatra, Ezra Meir, Omra Yodana de Chai Shichvi. I know that the people that are now dead will eventually go and be resurrected. They're going to live again. That these people that are now down below, they're vayitzitzu, they're going to sprout out just like grass sprouts out. But what's my problem, says Cleopatra al-Kishayim, when the people will be resurrected and will be trias amazim, are they going to come up without clothes? I believe Shane, are they going to be wearing clothes? That was her problem. Oh, he said, it's very simple. When you go and plant a chita seed, a wheat seed, there's nothing around it, it's just the seed, you put it in, or when it comes out, when it sprouts, oh, it has the chaff, and it has the stalk, and the top, and the bottom,
the klipa,
we go and bury them in the levusha, we have at least achrichim, alas, they're going to go and get up with clothing on. On the case of Gamliel, I'm reading the shichvi chai, you said that shichvi will live. Doesn't make sense. Everybody knows what happens to a person's body when it decomposes. It becomes either offer, ve'efer, dos, gunish. So offer is going to go and be now a new person. How could that be? Omli Brate, so the daughter of the Kaiser, said to Rav Gamliel, Shavke, Rav Gamliel, you don't have to answer this question. I'm going to answer my father's question. There are two creators, like two sculptors in our city. One is able to go and do a sculpture from, or kalim, Rashi says, he's able to go manufacture kalim from water, and the other one is able to manufacture kalim from mud. Now, who would you think is doing aggressor chiddush? The one that's doing it from mud, of course, he goes and puts it in the oven, and he lets it go and dry out, and eventually be a nice kli cheres, which you can go and use earthenware. We all know earthenware is made from earth. Yeah, yeah. However, somebody makes a keli from water. Did you ever hear of something like that? The chavada, the one that creates from the mind, that's a much more novel chiddush. Did you take water and you say, yeah, well, and now you have a kli. So now she said to her father, Minamayim tsar. Kadosh Baruch Hu created all of mankind from mayim. What's the mayim? The zera, the shifra zera of the individual. He puts in, Rashi says, that tipa serucha into the rechem of the woman. And can you imagine? From that little tipa serucha, abigunish, a person is born, and that person has a machibarim, mishagidim. So amuli minamayim tsar, minatitle koshke. It's for Kadosh Baruch Hu create all of mankind from that little zera. Avad and avad, he can go and create it from the tit, from the earth, from the dust. Add a little water to it, and we'll make earthenware. It'll make man once again. By Tchia Sam. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
That was a smart woman. That is